My noble friends, give ear, if mirth you love to hear, I'll tell you as fast as I can. A story very true, then mark what doth ensue, concerning of a husbandman. A serving man did meet a husbandman in the street, and thus unto him he began. I pray you tell to me of what calling you be, or if you be a serving man. Quoth he, my brother dear, the coast I mean to clear, and the truth you shall understand. I do no one disdain, but this I tell you plain, I am an honest husbandman. If a husbandman you be, then come along with me, I'll help you as soon as I can. Unto a gallant place, where in a little space, you shall be a serving man. Sir, for your diligence, I give you many thanks, then answered the ploughman again. I pray you to me show, whereby that you may know, what pleasures hath a serving man. A serving man hath pleasure, which passeth time and measure, when his hawk on his fist doth stand. His hood and his darrels brave, and other things we have, which yields joy to a serving man. My pleasure's more than that, to see my oxen fat, and to prosper well under my hand. And therefore I do mean, with my horse and my team, to keep myself a husbandman. Oh, 'tis a gallant thing, in the prime time of the spring, to hear the huntsman now and then. His bugle for to blow, and the hounds run all a row, this is the pleasure for a serving man. To hear the beagle cry, and to see the falcon fly, and the hare trip over the plain. And the huntsman and the hound, malt hill and dale rebound, this is pleasure for a serving man. 'Tis pleasure, you know, to see the corn to grow, and to grow so well on the land. The ploughing and the sowing, the reaping and the mowing, yields pleasure to the husbandman. At our table you may eat all sorts of dainty meat, pig, coney, goose, capon, and swan. And with lords and ladies fine, you may drink beer, ale, and wine, this is pleasure for a serving man. While you eat goose and capon, I'll feed on beef and bacon, and a piece of hard cheese now and then. We pudding have and sauce, always ready in the house, which contents the honest husbandman. At the court you may have your garments fine and brave, and a cloak with a gold lace laid upon. A shirt as white as milk, and wrought with finest silk, that's pleasure for a serving man. Such proud and costly gear is not for us to wear, amongst the briars and brambles many a one. A good strong russet coat, and at our need a great, that will suffice the husbandman. A proverb heard I tell, which likes my humor well, and remember it well I can. If a courtier be too bold, he'll want when he is old, then farewell the serving man. It needs must be confessed that your calling is the best. No longer discourse with you I can. But henceforth I will pray, by night and by day, heavens bless the honest husbandman.